Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Hi, welcome to Let's Talk About It. This is your voice for radio wellness, and it has been for well over a decade. I ran into somebody at the health fair today who said, hey, I've been listening to the show for a while. I said, hey, have you been on the podcast at KXO.com? He's like, yeah, sometimes. I said, so when you hear those podcasts, do you like think about people who might want to hear the show? You know, people, your family members, neighbors, friends, people at church, whatever. He's like, yeah. I said, so do you stop and do you send them that show? Do you like copy the link and put it in their phone or text them or, you know, put it up on Facebook or something like that? And he's like, I said, okay, that's your job. So go to KXORadio.com. Click on the Let's Talk About It podcasts, and you will find a list of, as a matter of fact, one of the things you could do, and I've heard people doing this now, is, you know, I got a specific problem, right? I've got a specific mental health concern. I can go in there and look back in the Chronicles and find that mental health concern and find the radio show about it and listen to the show. So if it's like, you know, somebody calls me up and says, hey, I've been really depressed lately. I think I need to go see a psychiatrist or get a counselor or something. Then you can go back and actually search and find that depression show and hit them up with it. And that's what it is for. It is community radio. It's for community wellness. And we look far and wide to get you the best experts, to inform you about local services, and to be a part of that relationship. So your part of the relationship is to listen and then to share with the people that you love and care for. Okay, we got that? Got that out of the way? Okay, good. KXORadio.com is the place. Let's Talk About It podcast is the thing that you click on and share. All right, good. Hi, welcome back. I'm your host, Scott. This is Let's Talk About It. We are sponsored by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. First-time listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. It is always a pleasure to welcome you to our show. And long-time listeners, welcome back. It is you guys keep us going, keep us energized, and we love bringing you good radio. So today we are not going to make an exception to that. We are joined today by Luck Pick Us Lucky. And he is a consultant, mentor, coach, trainer, practitioner for professional people in the human services and in the mental health fields, for foster parents and for children and families, particularly children and families in the LGBT community. And we are we're really fortunate to run across him at a conference where he was kind of talking to people, and we've invited him on board today, and we're actually going to try and bring him down and work with our practitioners. So, you know, it's the start of a wonderful friendship. Welcome aboard, Luck. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
All right. So let's talk about safety, because I think one of the things that people sometimes take for granted, but it's really important, particularly for people who may not be safe or may not feel safe, is the concept of safety. Because I know in our work, like if somebody's been really haunted by a trauma or something, if we don't make it safe, we don't ever hear the story. And if we don't hear the story, we don't give them a chance to heal. And I know that's different for LGBTQ community, because it's not an illness by any stretch. It's a part of their identity, but it's a part of their identity that is subject to sometimes discrimination, sometimes negative energy. And so safety does become a factor in kind of talking about this topic. What can we do for you to make this experience as safely as we can?
Yeah, I mean, I think normally when I talk about safety, I have a group of people that obviously are in front of me that I can see their beautiful faces.
Listeners, could you wave to him? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's like, it's really important because I feel even, I'm professionally and personally vulnerable anytime I'm going to kind of open this space to discuss real sacred things about not only myself, but people in our community. And I think I just want to feel like not only am I helping you, but I want the listeners to feel like You know, they can ask any question that they want to ask. Typically trans people or people in the LGBTQ community, they tell people often, go figure it out yourself. You know, I'm not going to be the vessel. Don't ask me. Go get educated on your own. And I don't believe in that. And I'm a firm believer in, you know, I'm a space in my life where, you know, I feel like it's kind of my calling to help others. And so I want people to ask whatever questions they feel like they've always wanted to ask. Maybe were too scared. Maybe didn't know how to ask it. Or didn't know exactly what to ask, that I can provide that. And you're not going to offend me and you're not going to hurt me. But I want them to ask any question and just, of course, you know, kind of maybe find ways to reserve some confidentiality on maybe some deeper things if I choose to open up.
Well, I got an idea on that space. We do have an email, and I'll throw it out right now. It's wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. That's our wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio and Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. on FM 107.5. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.